Thinking about that Proposition 1 back in 2014, the water bond allocating $7.5 billion to address California drought challenges. That was something that could have really helped the California tree nut growers. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Jake Winger is a fourth-generation almond and walnut grower in Stanislaus County. He comments on the lack of storage.
And storage is something we fought for, we've been fighting for years. Back when we had the water bond, you know, I actually did a commercial promoting Proposition 1 for the water bond. And you hear nothing, no new storage at that time with all this money that was set aside for new storage. Storage is always going to be a challenge and always going to be difficult, but the easier thing is management.
And now Winger's talking about the California Water Resources Control Board.
And when you look at state agencies that still dictate flow releases based on a calendar, if we did that as farmers, we'd be ostracized. If we just said, hey, you know, today is September 7th, I ought to be irrigating because my calendar says I should irrigate, that's not proper water management. That's just throwing a dart on the wall and saying, hey, I'm hoping that gets me the benefit I want out of it. Yet that's how state agencies operate releases out of our reservoirs. There's no real accountability and there's no real world practicality to those releases. We have modern science at our disposal that we know how many fish are in the river. We know when the fish are in the river. We know when those releases should be timed, yet our state still decides to operate those releases based on a calendar.
That's Jake Winger, an almond and walnut grower in Stanislaus County. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.